From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Egyptian media say at least 305 worshippers at a northern Sinai mosque were killed when Islamic militants sprayed them with gunfire. More from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Frightened residents fled the center of the town of Bir al-Abed after Islamic militants fired on people both inside and outside the Rauda Mosque. Scores of bodies were strewn across the mosque's carpeted floor. A man claiming to have been inside the mosque during the attack told Arab media that militants in four-wheel drive vehicles opened fire inside the house of worship following an explosion. Eyewitnesses also say the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals in nearby Arish. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And in the United States, U.S. President Donald Trump reacted to the violence, calling it a cowardly terrorist attack on innocent worshippers. A suicide bomber struck a paramilitary convoy in southwestern Pakistan Saturday, killing at least five people and wounding around 20 others. That bomb went off on a busy road in the capital. Violence hit in a province causing mostly civilian casualties. The Pakistani Taliban instantly took credit for the plotting of the attack, claiming it killed several security personnel. The anti-state militant group often issues inflated casualty tolls. There has been an increase in militant violence recently in and around that area, killing and wounding dozens of people. It is at the center of an economic corridor built in Pakistan. This is VOA News.